Take your hymnal again. We're going to look at hymn number 118. And to be honest with you, I don't think I'm going to try to sing it. I just want us to look at the words for a moment. Look at the first stanza. What child is this? That's been the theme of the Advent season. What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? What child is this may have been the very question the shepherds were trying to answer. No doubt their heads must have been spinning. Out in the country, they were doing what they normally did. They watched over the flock of sheep all day and all night. This night, however, was different. The angels come with an announcement that would change their lives and the whole world's forever. A baby, a child is born. What child is this? He too is a shepherd born in the town of a forefather who was himself a shepherd. We're going to look at one of this forefather's most well-known writings, and that is Psalm 23. You know it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What child is this? This child is your provision. Only Jesus can meet your deepest needs. The psalmist was using the shepherd metaphor, using images of a wilderness experience. God provided for them then, and he provides for us now. The shepherds would provide for the needs of his flock, such as food and water. And Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and he would lead. He would provide. Remember back 2 or 3 weeks ago to the Samaritan woman at the well, he said, I am the living water that springs up to eternal life. He's also called himself the bread of life, the bread that gives life. And God knows what is best for you, the paths of righteousness. For his name's sake, the paths of righteousness, what ought to be. And he leads you there for your good and for his reputation. Last weekend was quite a weekend, wasn't it? We enjoyed some 20 hours without electricity. And it reminded me of a saying that I coined, I don't think originally, but that snow is more enjoyable with electricity than without it. But at least we had water and at least we had bread. But ultimately, we were not looking to the power company or the water faucet or the grocery store for our needs. We were looking to Jesus. Are you looking to Jesus for your provision? Do you have a relationship with him? Are you trusting in Christ today, not only for this day, but for every day that he gives you? Are you satisfied in Christ? He is the living water and he is the living bread. Or is it that you always think you need a little bit more? It's a little bit more of this or a little bit more of that. As he leads you into righteousness, are you following? Is there any part of your life that you're holding back from him? Do you trust him to meet your needs? Do you trust him to meet the needs of your family? As you celebrate Christmas, celebrate the coming of the one who meets your every need. What child is this? What child is this? This child is your protection. Only Christ can protect you. The landscape around the psalmist was death because of sin, not just the shadows. The psalmist was comforted by God's rod and his staff. They were instruments of defense and correction. The psalmist was secure even though there were enemies all around him. And so he speaks in a future way. Not in a future way, but of right now. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup now overflows. I came across this story again just recently. Donald Gray Barnhouse was a pastor in Philadelphia who lost his wife when his daughter was still quite young. He was trying to help his little girl and himself process the loss of his wife and her mother. Once when they were driving, a huge moving van passed them. As it passed, the shadow of the truck swept over the car. Barnhouse said to his daughter, "Would you rather be run over by a truck or by its shadow?" Well, her reply was, "The shadow, of course. That can't hurt us at all." His reply back to her was, "If the truck doesn't hit you, but only its shadow, you are fine." Well, it was only the shadow of death that went over your mother. She's actually alive, more alive than we are. And that's because 2,000 years ago, the real truck of death hit Jesus. And because death crushed Jesus and we believe in him, now the only thing that can come over us is the shadow of death. And the shadow of death is but my entrance into glory. This morning, are you secure in the Lord? Or is there some element of doubt in your relationship with Christ? If you want to say to yourself, "As long as I do the right things, I feel good about myself, and then I know that everything's okay," then you're working off of a works-based, performance-based acceptance. And if that's the way you're living your life, then let me break it to you. You're never going to be good enough. But if you're coming to him because of what he has offered, because of what he has done, then you can have that protection, that sense of knowing that no matter what happens in my life, no matter how much I fail, that God's grace is still there for me. He protects us. Do you take comfort in the correction and discipline of the Lord? As you celebrate Christmas, celebrate the coming of the one who protects you. What child is this? What child is this? This child is the very presence of God. Verse 6 is the summation the psalmist was feeling of his confidence in who God is and what he does in the lives of his people and will do. "Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We celebrate Christmas. We celebrate Christmas because it is the celebration of God taking on human form. This child born that starry night century ago was God's presence with us. It was God coming after us. Do you have this type of confidence? Do you have that kind of trust? The psalm was written from the perspective of the sheep, one who is aware of his helplessness and need. Are you one of those lambs today?